Hi, I'm Pastor Raymond Yong. Today's devotion is entitled, Be Fruitful Through Obeying the Word. The scripture text is taken from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 and 11. It says, The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. Using the illustration of the water cycle, the Lord shows the essential principle that His word shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish what He pleases. Rain and snow come down from the heaven and do not return before serving their purpose on earth. That is, they water the earth, make it bring forth growth. The rain and snow eventually do return to heaven, but not before accomplishing their purpose on earth. Likewise, God's word does not return to Him void. Instead, it will always fulfill His purpose on earth. His word always has something to accomplish. When God speaks, He speaks to accomplish a purpose. God's word brings forth fruit. God's word always succeeds and always fulfills His purpose. The word of the Lord has power and it never fails in its intended purpose. And the word of God, as we read in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It says, The word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Friends, when God's truth is read, spoken, studied, preached, reflected upon, and obeyed, it changes individual lives. It transforms lives. It alters relationships. It renews families. God's word always produces fruit. Let me say that one more time. God's word always produces fruit. So the more we allow the word of God in scripture to fill our minds and hearts and allow it to guide our daily living, the more you and I will be successful, the more you and I will see ourselves being blessed spiritually, financially, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Oftentimes, the scripture will speak to us and be a watershed moment in our lives. What is a watershed moment? It's a moment which is the turning point in our life. It cannot be forgotten. It remains a reference point all your life. So friends, our daily meditation upon God's word will have an impact in our lives. The more we reflect upon the truth of God, the more you and I will be changed, becoming more like Jesus. And when we go through times of spiritual dryness, unfruitfulness, challenges, discouragement, burdens and troubles and worries and anxiety comes our way, know that God's Word will give you the faith, the hope, the inspiration, the assurance, and the help that you need. So take courage from the promise of God in Isaiah. It is same with my word. I send it out, and it will always produce fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. As I conclude, as for our part to obey the word and be fruitful, let me ask you, how has the word of God made a difference in your life? Was there a time when the word of God brought a blessing to you or a deep sense of conviction in you? What is one thing God is saying to you today? What is one thing that God is saying to you today? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. Your word is powerful and transformative. Your word offers truth, guidance, hope in our lives. The more we reflect upon your word, the more we are changed to be like Jesus. We pray, may your word permeate our lives today. May we think about it, meditate upon it, obey it, and share it with others. Even as your word transforms us, may we be a source of transformation in our world, whether in our family or in our workplace, whether be it at church or in our community. May your word lead us to be an agent of change. Father, we pray, let your word produce in our lives an abundant harvest for you. May your word cause us to be fruitful believers in Christ Jesus. We pray and ask all this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. And the Lord bless you richly.